Hi, this is Melissa from The Harbor, and today is the 15th day of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Today I want to talk about the different types of violence. The concept of gender-based violence includes a wide variety of attitudes and actions that can harm the person from different dimensions, as there are many ways to harm a person. Gender-based violence is generally understood as a pattern of behavior that includes physical violence, sexual violence, coercion, threat, intimidation, emotional or psychological, and economic abuse that seeks to establish power and control through fear and intimidation. The common ways in which the abuser intends to impose power and control is with physical violence, sexual violence, degrading comments. It can also include forced birth control, sexual harassment, or unwanted touching, emotional, psychological violence, threats, blaming the victim. It can severely affect a person's self-esteem and makes them feel guilty about abuse and deserving of punishment. Social and economic violence. The abuser tries to control and limit the victim's environment, as well as their access to a social network. They're not allowed to work, or the abuser takes the money or controls their expenses. Because direct aggression is often not perceived in the message, many survivors are unaware that they are being mistreated and do not act against the aggressor. It may be considered that in virtually all cases of gender-based violence, regardless of the type and motive of it, there is psychological violence as well. If you'd like more information, our website is www.harbornw.org, and if you need help or just need somebody to listen, we are available by phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 503-325-5735.